a time when you're in Hawaii because it's six hours behind. So you're like, it's 6 o'clock over there, and you're like flying texts, and you know it's midnight here. So he sent me a text, and he said, if you would, could you pray for my? He had a cousin and an uncle, right? Maybe two uncles. They had strokes over the last month, and so their health was being restored. And you know, he had a chance to pray for him, but he asked the church, and you know, we're going to pray for them as well, and we'll be praying for them through our EMP times as well. But he shared with me he had the opportunity to minister to his family, and you know, they gathered together, and they come together for a dinner, and he prayed. He got to pray a blessing over his family, and it was one of the first times I think that he'd had the opportunity to do that. He said there were about 50 of his family members there, and you know, he got to pray. And so you know, prayer is a powerful, powerful weapon. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take up the evening tithe and offering tonight, and I don't have a message tonight around tithe and offering, but we'll give people. I know some people give through the midweek service as well. They pay their tithes, pay their offerings. Tonight you can make checks payable to KC. You can text to give 77977. You can give by credit or debit, and there's envelopes in behind your seat. And so we always want to give people an opportunity to plant seed, sow seed, and you know, it's a good thing. And I'm thankful for the Word of God, that you know, the Word of God. We're all given the Word of God to advance us, to assist us, to develop us. And I'm thankful that the Word of God is filled with blessings. Amen. That God wants to bless His people. You know, I believe there are people in this house that are believing in the Lord for jobs, better jobs, promotions, things like this. Is that anybody in the house tonight? You know, you're believing the Lord for that? Say amen. So you know, hands go up. Amen. So we believe. And one of the ways God does that, He allows us to come into covenant, into partnership with Him in our giving. So, you know, I always encourage you, you know, be a giver. Amen. God was a giver. Amen. The Bible says He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So our God was a giver. So it's important that you believe and you attach yourselves to the blessing of the Lord, and you yourself are also a giver. Amen. So praise God. I'm going to go ahead and pray with the offering tonight, and praise God. Let's pray. Father, you know, those are believing for, you know, maybe you're needing promotion tonight. You're needing a job. Just raise your hand tonight. If that's anybody in here in the house, amen. Hands go up. Praise Jesus. Father, tonight, I thank you. I thank you, Father, even as hands are going up tonight in this house, Father. I thank you, Lord, that God, that you are a promoter. I thank you, Father, that you show us a way to break poverty off of our own lives. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that it's a covenant, Father, that we enter into, a covenant of your word. So, Father, I thank you tonight for that. I thank you, God, that, Lord, even you give us the access. You give us the ability. You show us how to do that through our giving. I thank you, Father, that you've made a way. Father, tonight I pray that as hands are lifted, those you know, covenant blessings that they're in with you, Father, that you would advance them, Father. These next 6 months we'd see the greatest advancement in this house than we've ever seen, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm serious about that stuff. I get riled up because, you know, there's nothing greater than watching God's people get blessed. Amen. Because God is a blesser. If you've never heard that, just hear that tonight. That God is a blesser, and He wants to bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. I just want to welcome my daughter-in-law and her four-month-old. Four months and 2 weeks or something like that, right? Or a week, four months anyway. We'll go with that. So she loves me. I mean, honestly, she really loves me. And she smiles and she laughs at me all the time. Miranda said it's because because she believes that I'm like a circus and there's all these things going on. Because, you know, when guys get around babies, they make all kinds of funny noises and, you know, and all that. So anyway, but I'm thankful to have them visiting with us. And I'm glad you guys are in the house. I'm glad to hear you sing tonight as well. Praise God. Praise God. So we see the surface of a storm, and it's like, you know, it was like, and we begin to fear or whatever, anxiety begins to, and you know, at first I was like, when I looked up and I was like, where's Zane? I could see Zane, and then I was like, you know, I got to get my head back in the water because I need to swim. I'm not going to tread water as the waves, everything was, it changes, the ocean changes very quick. And I didn't want to get Minister Lee Howell would know. You don't want to get on the outside of the lighthouse because you could get trouble real quick and you end up in where Capo maybe or something. So you end up way down maybe Homo, a long ways away. They got to send a search team out for you. Never be found because that's happened and that happens to people there. And then the next time I raised my head up, everything had shifted and everything. Now it's raining, and I can't see Zane. And I'm more out towards the rock further away, and I'm like, man, I'm like, you ever try to fight a swim and you're not going anywhere? It's what I was doing. And sometimes that's what it's like as a believer. You know, we get up there and we're looking at the storm and we're like, you know, I'm going to fight this. I'm determined. But you don't get God on your side. God's not on my side. He's not on your side. So you're like, fight, 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 fight. And that's what I was doing. I was fighting. And it was like, huh, the water's calmer down here. I've got fins. I've got a snorkel. I can come up for air, go back down. You go down about 4 or 5 feet. Guess what the current's like down there? Beautiful. It's a little murky, but it's calm. It's calm. And it was like, you know, at that point, it's like God had given me the wisdom. It's like, swim down here. Don't. Fight, 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 fight. Don't do that. Get down here where it's, you know, so I got down. I got my snorkel and I got my fins. I learned how to use them. The first time I tried fins, I was like beating myself to death with them. And so I got these long fins and I'm like, you know, I'm short anyway, so I look funny. But here I go. You know, I'm swimming and I'm like, where's Zane? You know, I'm like looking everywhere for Zane. And I'm like, I got to get to the side because this storm, it's starting to rain. You know, you could just see the waves were coming up. And so I keep swimming. It's like Dory, right? Keep swimming. So, you know, that's what I was doing, just like Dory. And I have fun when I preach, so praise Jesus. Miranda, I love you. I thank you for coming home, you know. So, just like Dory, I was keep swimming. So I kept swimming, and I made it. But see, God showed me something even in that. The storm is up here. Get here where it's calm. Get here into this place where it's going to be easy. See, that's what Jesus is saying to us. Get in this place where I can help you. You don't have to fight. Just call upon me. Call upon me. Now, on the surface, it was looking crazy. You know, Romans 8:28, you know, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love him, who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for the good of those who love him. I got out of the water. Where was Zane? He was over talking to his buddies. You know, but in my mind, I'm like, what am I going to do? I can tell his mom, Zane's lost at sea. Zane would live. He would live. But yeah, I'll say that way about my kids, that my kids have a purpose. My kids have a purpose. I pray that way over my kids. I pray that way over that grandbaby right now. She's got a purpose. I pray that way over Halama. I pray that way over this church, over the families, over you. You have a purpose. God's going to use you. He's going to use you. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand on our feet tonight. I didn't make it through, but anybody get anything tonight?